Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me, Dale Lefebvre, for the Max Chant Show. Yeah, you. I wonder if I've been counting the errors I made. I do make a few, but you know, to me, it's the music that counts. Your error-prone announcer is just part of the package, I guess. But I do think I bring you really good music because I really enjoy it, and if I do, well, must be good, I guess. Anyway, I've got a couple new tracks at the beginning of this hour, too. Mahogany Roots by Hardfloor. And Where Are You Now by Lost Frequencies. And I Worship the Ground You Walk On by Etta James, which I just came across this on Saturday. I was at a Kaylee, and during the pause, some guy was playing this, and I thought, wow, that sounds like Janis Joplin. But, you know, there was a lot of noise I couldn't hear clearly, but I said, no, it's Etta James. Oh, so I'm playing it today. Anyway, Mahogany Roots, Hard Floor to start. Oh, no, it doesn't. I did my... See, I told you I'd mess up. Let's try that again. Yeah. Okay, here goes.
Thank you. just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. 5 days on the freeway, riding shotgun with you. Yeah. Two hearts in the fast lane, we had big dreams in blue. Yeah. Playing sweet child of mine, and I still feel that line. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long, too long ago, my love. Where did we go wrong? Too late to turn around. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. Just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head.
Yeah, that was the great Etta James. Oh, am I too soon? No, I was right. Yeah, with I Worship the Ground You Walk On. And before that was Where Are You Now by the Lost Frequencies. And we started off with Mahogany Roots by Hardfloor. Ooh, yeah. Let's see how much percentage of battery do I have left. Okay, I'm good for a little while anyway. Next up is Walk This Way, and it's Walk W-O-K by the Johnny and the Prison Didn't Help Boys. I don't know if they're still around. They were great when I saw them back when. And Without a Smile by Yasundur. And the last track of the set, oh boy, I have to bring this real close to my face. Piven Pyrovritadya by Julia Kujampa. It's Finland music. I lived in Sweden, but Danish and Norwegian is similar. Like, you can kind of follow it a little bit, but Finnish is just completely different. It's different than anything I've ever heard before. I heard it's like Hungarian, but whew, in fact, I was just walking down the street 2 days ago, and some guys were speaking. I said, "What language is that?" And they said, "Finnish." I thought so. I couldn't pick up anything. Amazing. So, Walk W-O-K This Way.
Thank you. going, Jeff?
I have a new version of for the operating system, and it throws me off because things are located in different places, and I was scrambling around looking for the pause button. I found it, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, well, okay, we just heard Kivin Pairo Ruta Jai Taha by Julia Herhulia, Herhuha, Huyuha. It's J-U-H-A. I've never heard that name before. Yuha Kuyan Pa, or something like it. That's as close as I'm getting. And before that, we heard Without a Smile. Phew, I got that one. Yasin Dur. And Walk This Way by Johnny and the Prison Didn't Help Boys. They were so fun, Johnny and the boys. Anyway, on we go with backing music. It says something else. I don't know what that's about. Anyway, backing music, Mitchell and Webb, The Arctic Tern, the song of the Arctic Tern, or the whatever they make sound. Me and My Uncle, The Grateful Dead, and that's in honor of Robert Hunter, one of the singer on this song, actually, has passed away recently. So, yeah, I saw The Grateful Dead once. The show was from 8 to 12, and I thought, well, there'll be a backup group on, or two at first. I got there about 8:30. It started at 8. And there was The Grateful Dead. They were on the whole darn time. Wow. Didn't recognize that. Wasn't ready for that. But anyway, Grateful Dead. And I think that's it. Those three. No, I think I'm wrong. One more track. Zerlina's Dub by Knee-High Theater. This is the album Don John. Yeah. So, backing music. This is pretty funny, I think. Why are you not playing? Excuse me.
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, Tobes.
Actually, Jeff, if you've got a moment, I've got a bit of bad news. It's the Robertson dog shampoo contract. We didn't get it. I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. Still, it was looking like a lot of work for minimum cash, so it's... Actually, sorry, who are those blokes?
Them. They're my backing music. They heighten the drama of my everyday life. Oh, look, here's Paul. No, guys, that's not this Paul. This is Paul who sent that funny memo with the do's and don'ts of marketing strategy. Take it easy, Paul. Don't mind them, it's just my band. Okay, need to get some photocopying paper. What? Relax, guys, it's just the stationery cupboard.
Toby!
Ah! What? What's the knife for? What's going on?
No, it's a letter opener, Toby. I wanted to see you about this letter from head office.
What is it?
Oh, nothing much. About switching the office to broadband. I thought we could discuss it over lunch.
Okay. Lunch would be great. Look, I'm sorry about these guys. They're my band. Guys, it's not like that. It's just lunch.
Yeah, but I guess we could make it somewhere nice.
Yeah, well, that would be good. That would be great.
And no need to rush back to the office, is there, I guess, Toby?
Well, sure, of course not. Oh, this is going to be brilliant, Kelly. I didn't know you had any feelings, like...
Oh, you know what? Why didn't you sweep me off to Paris?
Wow, yeah. I suppose it's just I'm not made of money. I mean, I don't know, to be honest, how I'm going to pay the band.
Oh, God, well, if we're having Freddie, we've got to have Daphne and Velma as well.
Yeah, those three are absolutely priceless, especially when Velma does her losing her glasses routine.
Yeah, that kills me. Why doesn't she get contacts?
Oh, I think it's a lesbian thing. Hey... Do you think they'll bring their fantastic van?
Oh, fingers crossed. I love the fact that they can have a van like that, but not be on drugs, you know?
Yeah, it's brilliant, that straight-laced thing they've got going on.
Oh, I've just had a thought.
What?
Well, if we invite Freddy, Daphne, and Velma, there's a chance they'll bring that other one.
Oh, God, the scrawny one, the one who doesn't wash. What's his name?
Well, we don't know. I mean, he calls himself Shaggy, but I certainly don't believe that's his name. I think it's some kind of hollow sexual boast.
I think it definitely is. He's desperately trying to present himself as a sort of stud, despite being quite ugly and incredibly cowardly. The last time I saw him, he was literally shaking, and he spent most of the evening scampering up and down a very long corridor that happened to be there.
Maybe we're being too hard. I mean, he's obviously insecure. He's so thin and he's always shaking. He's probably in the throes of some gritty smack battle. Let's ask him along.
Yeah, I mean, how much harm can he do? Although...
What?
There's a chance, just a small one, that he might bring his dog.
Oh, God, not his ruddy dog. He won't bring his dog. People don't bring their dogs to parties.
Shaggy does. If anyone is going to bring a dog to anything, he is going to bring his dog to this.
Do you know, I think that dog's been mistreated in the past. It's incredibly nervous. You remember that Halloween party that Shaggy was at? Every time a new person walked in, dressed as a ghost or whatever, the dog would have an absolute fit, made the most unnatural noises, and jumped into Shaggy's arms.
Yeah, but I tell you, that's not the worst of it. Remember at Jody's? You remember Jody, her dad owns that disused fairground. Anyway, I was just popping to the kitchen for some more ice, and who should I find but Shaggy and his dog assembling the two tallest sandwiches I have ever seen?
I tell you what, I think Shaggy must be very bitter because he's obviously invested quite a lot of time in teaching that dog to talk, and it just can't.
Yeah, it's a pity because, of course, the dog's nephew, also a dog, a little puppy, actually talks very well.
Of course, that's right. I met that little dog once, and it actually speaks very good English. It's also quite a lot braver, if a little impetuous.
It is a bit impetuous, but I think you've got to forgive that of a talking dog.
Yes, I think you do.
Cheating? Well, oh no, it couldn't be. I know my uncle cameraman for me. One of them cowboys, he starts to drop. Well, I shot him down, well, he never saw. Shot me another, well, I'm down, he won't grow. In the confusion, Michael grabbed a gold. Well, hey, we hightailed it down to Mexico. All of those cowboys, all of that gold. Love my uncle, God rest his soul. And he taught me good love, and he taught me all I know. Taught me so well. Well, I grabbed that gold, and I left his dead ass there by the side of the road.
Oh yeah, we just heard Zerlina's Dub by Nehi Theater. Oh, goodness me, all these sounds. Me and My Uncle by Grateful Dead with Robert Hunter singing vocals. The Song of the Arctic Tern and backing music. Oh yeah, there were two tracks, backing music and Shaggy and the Party by Mitchell and Webb. Oh, that's what that meant. There was two tracks on one, or something like it. Anyway, on we go. Pretty soon, Jeff will be coming in, so I'm waiting for him. Dirt on the Ground by Tom Waits, and Vienna by Ultravox, and Heading East by Woody Mann. And, yeah, we'll end up with a track by Underworld after that. But starting off with Dirt in the Ground. Tom Waits, he's at his gruffest. I love it. I saw him once in Berkeley, California. He was amazing. Somebody yelled out a request, and he went, huh? Very typical. And he was playing with Ronnie Blakely, who was this very feminine country and western singer. It was not a great match, but, well, whatever. I liked them both. Anyway, Dirt in the Ground. ¶¶
or does it matter? A dream of love or a dream of lies? We're all gonna be the same place when we die. Spirit, don't leave knowing the face or your name. Wind through your bones is all that remains. And we're all gonna be you. I say we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah. I say we're all gonna be. Yeah. From a buzzard, blood writes a word. I wanna know, am I the sky or a bird? Hell's boiling over, heaven is full. We're chained to the world, and we're all gonna pull, and we're all gonna be. Yeah, I said. Hearts were pounding, they were throbbing, they were red. He swung out over the crowd. I heard the hangman said, we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said, we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said, we're all. Slew Abel, he killed him with a stone. Sky cracked open, the thunder groaned along a river of flesh. Can these dry bones live? Take a king or a beggar, and the answer he'll give is we're all gonna be. I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah. I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah. I said we're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. We're all gonna be. Just dirt in the ground. We're all.
Thank you. to silence. The warmth of your hand and the cold gray sky, it fades to the distance. Thank you.
Listening to Underworld, Dark and Long, Dark Train. Before that was Heading Fast, Witty Man, Vienna by Ultravox, and I think that was it. Yeah, and this is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show, signing off. See you next week.